Good morning. Pump it up. It is 8:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, Luigi Mangione, 26. Looks like he is the murderer of the CEO in New York. And we'll see how the legal ramifications and how this goes for now. Also, Daniel Penny has been found not guilty. We'll dig into those stories and more coming up. But first, we've got our Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz coming to us from Tallahassee this morning. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks, Bob.
Was it hard to celebrate your birthday in Tallahassee?
Well, when you're in Noble Country, everything's tough, but I manage.
All right, good deal. Hey, we've talked about this for how long? Finally, officially, I see the vacancy light flashing now. The jail is open.
Yes, it is, and it's ready for occupancy for those folks that want to do nefarious things. We're super excited. We're making the transition now. We're gathering the inmates we have throughout North Florida that the sheriff's offices have been holding for us. And for the first time in years, decades, that we'll be self-reliant and we won't have to depend on other counties to house our inmates.
This was a great move. It makes a lot of sense, and we're glad it's finally come to fruition. Tell me about another great event coming up, Shop with a Cop.
Yeah, well, we started the tradition nationally. There's an event where kids, there's some well-deserving and good citizenship of some children in our school districts. They get chosen, and they get to take an evening with law enforcement. We take them to eat. We take them to go shopping, and they can shop for themselves. They shop for their families. And this was put on and made possible. Michalina Oliva, who's associated with our sheriff's office, put it together along with Lieutenant Weatherford, and lots of sponsors come together, and they give their monetary contributions to make this happen. And of all the things that I think I get to do, and I think the men and women at the sheriff's office would agree, this is one of our most exciting and favorite things we get to do.
Well, we love it. Good men and women doing good things for the community, but then there's bad people out there. What about the latest scams? What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, typically around Christmas time, they seem to pick up, and of course, they normally prey on our seniors and our more vulnerable folks. But this year, we're seeing some that they're targeting everybody. I know that there's been some data breaches in some of the medical fields that I've been made aware of, and some of these scams are pretty realistic. They're calling and saying, from a bill collector, and they're spitting out your Social Security number, and then basically telling you that you owe some money, and if you don't pay the money, then there's going to be judgments or arrests made. It's very complicated, but I urge folks in Gilchrist County, if you get one of those calls and you're paying your bills on time, give us a call. Let us try to help you vet who's right and who's wrong. And then, obviously, there's another scam that we're not participating in where they're calling saying they're law enforcement. And in some cases, actually saying Sheriff Bobby Schultz and telling them for $500 on your credit card would get you out of that warrant or those tickets that ended up being a warrant for your arrest. We don't do that. We don't do that. So everybody, if you have questions, I urge you, the folks in Gilchrist County, to give our sheriff's office a call, and we'll see if we can help navigate some of these calls. And in some cases, I'll call them for you and see if we can't get them straight and set them down the road where they need to be.
Absolutely. And Sheriff, I also wanted to see if you wanted to comment. There was a big case recently in New York. As you know, Daniel Penny finally was found not guilty, a case that, in my opinion, never should have went to court. What are your thoughts about the whole thing?
Well, obviously, there's different laws in different states, and I've been following it since the day that it happened. And truthfully, when I first heard about it, I was like, there's no way. I mean, you need to give the guy a medal for protecting people. And everything that I knew and I've read, nothing constituted an arrest, nothing constituted charges. I think it's just another example of trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. And thank goodness justice prevailed. I can tell you in Gilchrist County, on those exact same type of statements, same type of issues, there would not have been an arrest. And I'm confident that Brian Kramer, our state attorney, would not allow a prosecution to go after him. It's just, it's sickening. And it stops good people from stopping bad people in certain situations. And it's just crazy. I'm just glad he got off. The righteousness prevailed.
Well, another, high-profile crime was committed in New York City, and allegedly by Luigi Mangione. He's 26 years old now. He was a smart guy and not necessarily a social misfit, so I don't know how you profile something like that. But look at, even though crimes might be committed in major cities, it was, little old Altoona, Pennsylvania, where they actually apprehended him. So, being that Gilchrist County is a smaller community, your guys and gals have to be on high alert all the time too, right?
Absolutely. And typically, some of these people who are fleeing the law from bigger areas or other states try to find places where they don't feel like the law enforcement will be looking for them. And they guess, okay, well, we'll go to Gilchrist County. And they guess wrong because, it's going to catch up to you. And it's just, it is crazy where our world what our world has become, but I still believe that good outweighs bad, and it doesn't matter where you go. God don't like ugly, and he's a righteous God, and he's going to make sure that the right things are done. We just have to do our part to put ourselves in that position to be successful.
Well, another part of the equation is, they apprehended him in Altoona because somebody who was paying attention thought they recognized him and called it in. And citizens' help is so valuable, I would imagine, even more so in a rural community.
Yeah, well, when I came into office 12 years ago, we started One Team, One Mission. And so simply put, I said all along that, not one person can do all the things that need to get done. It takes the community. So One Team, One Mission just incorporated the citizens and everybody else working together to make our county a safer place to live, work, and raise families. And it was encouraging them, if you see something, say something. And we've been pretty successful. I know the other counties around us have been too. And, we got to get past this whole thing. Well, it's none of my business. I'm not going to get involved. Well, if that would have happened with Daniel Penny, who knows what would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
And if someone doesn't call in about the gentleman the idiot that you're talking about, then maybe he doesn't get caught. It's, call in if you see something bad, you see something suspicious, let law enforcement vet it, let them decide whether or not it's good information, and no one's to harm. We're not going to overreact, and we're not going to underreact.
Right. Yeah. I love it. Always a pleasure, Sheriff Bobby Schultz. We wish you safe travels, and if we don't talk to you before then, a wonderful Christmas holiday as well.
Merry Christmas to you and Greg and your families as well. And again, as always, Bob, thank you for always having our six. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's the least we can do. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County Sheriff, on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if you just caught the end of it and want to catch it all, you've got the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe, no charge, and you're in. Boy, oh boy, plenty to still talk about, including what's Matt Gaetz up to now. What about Mike Waltz? These are both Florida guys. I'll tell you next on 97.3 The Sky. Hey, Greg, what do you want to do?
Probably the Bob Rose Show. I think it'll be at least till 10 o'clock, probably a good idea.
All right.
Then if you've got nothing else to do, I mean,
I got nothing anyway, either way. Yeah. I got nothing.
Actually, Bob was just lamenting because we have some great guests on the show. Some call because of distance. Some come in because it's more convenient, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was lamenting that we don't have anyone scheduled to bring us the apple fritter. That sometimes a couple of our guests do bring us. He was lamenting this off the air.
And a good apple fritter is more than worth its weight in gold.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be the mushy. It shouldn't be, here's the plain old dough that we turn into a fritter. Uh-uh. It's got to be all on its own. Mm-hmm. Apple fritter from start to finish. Anyway.
Yeah, Donut Connection should be a sponsor, shouldn't they? Somebody needs to go talk to them.
I don't know. Yeah.
They should like be the official donut of the Bob Rowe Show or something.
Why hasn't that been? Well, you know what? I'm new here.
Yeah.
I've only been 23 years on the air. So.
Well, they're trying to warm up to you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Probably better that people aren't any more generous than they already are.
We'd weigh 400 pounds.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fit the studio.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, so let's see. Mike Walls, who is our friend, Congressman Mike Walls, who has been great about, you know, regular call-in, and I think is an excellent pick for the National Security Advisor gig. Trump agrees, and I'm glad he took our advice and went ahead and picked him. But he said, we're going to put maximum pressure on Iran. And exactly. I mean, why haven't we? Why is it? Will we find out? Why do the Democrats seem to play so nice with this country that is so ugly toward us? We're the great Satan, the great devil. And they're the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world. Why would we? Oh, we unfroze your funds, you know. Mm-hmm. And the people would defend it. They go, well, it was their money anyway.
That's
if
not
you
the
know
point.
How they're using it and you yeah. have it, you say, quit doing what you're doing and we'll think about giving it to you after a period of time in allotments.
Would you give a convicted murderer his weapon back? Because, well, you know, it's his.
Because it's his.
It's his. So it was
exactly.
the right thing to do. So I even threw some extra ammo, just in case.
Like what you did there. Just, exactly.
It makes no sense at all.
Yeah, he says, less pressure on our ally Israel, more pressure on Iran. Which, yeah, I mean, only... makes sense.
Yep.
This would be a good time to do it. And I don't know how the chips are going to fall with this whole Syrian thing. We know Bashar al-Assad is, I don't know if he's got a bedroom at the Kremlin, but he's definitely staying cozy with old Putin. He's hanging out there with his family. What's going to happen in Syria, Damascus? There were like three kind of groups that were considered, you know, rebels trying to take him out of power. And the guy that seems to be the number one guy, yeah, he claims, oh, it's all going to be good. And he's tried to separate himself from his earlier ties to Al-Qaeda.
Whoops.
And,
okay.
And don't worry, the Christians that live there, everything's going to be okay.
Haven't we heard this scenario before in multiple places around the world?
Yes, we have. And so we'll hold out hope, but we'll see what happens. And then there's former Congressman Matt Gaetz. We thought, well, he jumped the gun a little bit early, didn't he?
We thought so.
By quitting his current gig as a congressman, maybe going all in on the appointment that Trump was attempting to make. But then things went sideways. Well, it looks like Matt Gaetz is going to land on his feet, joining One America News Network as a news anchor. Promo, I guess a promo ran. And then also CNN is reporting that that's the deal. All right. While the momentum was strong, it is clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition, Gaetz explained. There's no time to waste on a needlessly protracted Washington scuffle. Thus, I'll be withdrawing my name from consideration to serve as Attorney General. That statement he made then. And now it appears any time now he could have his own gig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, why not?
Well, and you wonder... Much like coaches, you know, that are out of a gig at a certain point, they get the TV analyst gig, and then many of them, when the right opportunity comes along, they jump back in. You may see in the future Matt Gaetz jumping back in.
Could be.
At some point. Then you've got Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, and he spoke positively about his second meeting with Senator Joni Ernst. And that's important. There are some senators that already said, look, if Joni gives a thumbs up, you know, we're in. If not, we're out. And if so, really, it hinges on her. Mm-hmm. Now, she could give a thumbs up and get the other four or five to support, but that's still not a guarantee. But it looks like it's moving in the right direction. Now, he was on Hannity, Hegseth was, and he said it was a great meeting and that she has been front and center on key issues pertaining to the Department of Defense. It was early in the day that Senator Joni Ernst, who initially expressed doubts about Hegseth following a media smear campaign, also released a positive statement. I appreciate his responsiveness and respect for the process. We are encouraging conversations. He's committed to a full audit of the Pentagon, et cetera, et cetera. And also, really, when it got to the more personal stuff, she said, I believe he'll prioritize and strengthen my work to prevent sexual assault within the ranks. As I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a fair hearing based on truth, not anonymous sources. So
nice.
I wouldn't say he's in, but it looks a lot better than it did a few days ago. So there's the latest on that. More information coming out about Luigi Mangione, charged with the murder of the CEO in New York, and also Daniel Penny being found not guilty, and the fallout from some over that. Details on all of that and more on the way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:28. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Top story, Luigi Mangione, 26 years old. He arrested and charged with murder Monday in the targeted killing of the health insurance executive on the streets of New York. And investigators continue to interrogate him. He arrived at a Pennsylvania court wearing a dark sweatshirt. This was yesterday, of course. It was led inside by Altoona police. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said the murder charges in New York State would follow. Mm. All right. Yep, one of the country's largest medical insurers, their CEO, Brian Thompson, was the one that was a victim of the shooting. The attack was captured by a surveillance camera and footage seen by millions around the world. And Thompson, 50, apparently was there, the CEO, attending an investor conference in the Midtown Business District. It'll be interesting to find out how the shooter was aware of his schedule or where he was going to be, because apparently he was definitely waiting.
Did they say he'd been there like 45 minutes just waiting for him to come by?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was. He had his hooded top, his lower face covered, and the video shows he approaches from behind, fires several shots at the father of two, crumbles to the ground. And, you know, because, unfortunately, that this case, well, I guess fortunately, it got so much attention that, you know, people in Altoona, Pennsylvania at a McDonald's, you know, and guys like, gosh, that looks, that looks kind of like that guy.
Yeah.
And it went from there. Altoona police talked to the guy, and apparently he was shaking when they confronted him, according to the Associated Press. And CNN pointed to the criminal complaint against Mangione, noting that when two officers approached him at McDonald's, he was staring at a laptop while wearing a mask and a beanie. The officers asked him if he had been to New York City. He became quiet and started to shake. When officers asked him for ID, allegedly gave them the widely reported fake ID from New Jersey. Yeah, they already made that determination days before. That's what he used to check into a New York City hostel days before. CNN observed Pennsylvania State Police Bivens indicated Mangione had been in Pennsylvania for several days. So, yeah, they're going to try to get as much information as they can. They're going to try to make a determination on her, on whether or not anybody else was involved, if anybody else aided him in any way, and probably on a, you know, wider scope, is he part of a group, whether it has a tight or very loose affiliation, of other disgruntled kind of people, I guess, the easiest way to describe it now. So apparently he had a document on him that was railing on the healthcare industry, according to CNN. A police official has seen the document. ABC News noted that the document was 3 pages long and handwritten. Speaks to his motivation and mindset, according to NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch, in as much as it does seem that he had some ill will toward corporate America. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Allegedly traveling on a Greyhound bus, which he exited in Altoona to get something to eat at McDonald's. That's where he was recognized and police were called. He had multiple fake IDs, which one was a New Jersey ID that he used for the hostel, and then apparently he had other ones as well. So just trying to catch you up on the information that we do have. MSNBC contributor Joyce Vance, not familiar, but if they're on MSNBC, it's probably a pretty good guess that they're left of center. She was discussing the pardoning of the January 6th defendants. She said Trump is sending a message to his supporters to use violence and commit crimes. That's what she gleaned from the releasing of these J6 prisoners.
Okay.
Yeah. Political commentator Bill Kristol said J.D. Vance is someone who explicitly said that he would not have done what Pence did and refused to challenge the electors. The Speaker of the House was someone, I believe, who tried to throw out the electors on January 6th. Kash Patel looks like he will be confirmed. More Republican senators falling in line as FBI director. He was at the Defense Department involved in the internal government coup, plotting that sort of complemented, preceded really, the assault on the Capitol. He added, it's unbelievable from January 7th to even 2 years ago, in a way we would have a presidency basically on the side of those who assaulted the Capitol, tried to overturn the election 4 years later. It's actually shocking. That's interesting coming from Bill Kristol. You know, a long time ago, I was doing this show, but I want to say maybe it was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I reached out to him to have him as a guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally was able to get him on because I was reading a lot of his material back then, and I thought he's one of the good guys.
Right.
But as it turns out, he is much more aligned with the entrenched Republicans. You know, Republican of a different ilk, shall we say.
But go 15, 20 years ago. How many politicians have totally done a 180 on a lot of things that you thought were their core beliefs? We've seen video of, you know, Obama and Biden talking about the border. Biden, 3 strikes, you're out for crimes. I mean, they were tough on crime. They were tough on protecting our country. And look where they are now.
Yeah, but Trump did something, like, internally in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the likes of, like, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Really, and the Bush family and, you know, Bill Kristol and some of those others.
Exposed them.
Well,
in a sense. Or you think that they reacted to him and inadvertently exposed themselves? I should rephrase that maybe. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah, the good news is the fact that they reacted means they don't like somebody who's going to come in and basically tell the truth and upset the apple cart.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like that. And so then you have to look deeper and you go, really, why would that be? In other words, they enjoy the power of the status quo. Yeah, Democrats win a little bit here. Republicans might get an edge here. But when I say Democrats and Republicans, we're talking about the party.
Right.
Whereas we talk about conservatives versus left of center Marxist.
Ooh, no.
Yeah. And so the entrenched Republicans, and this goes on in D.C., but it goes on all over America, where Republicans don't necessarily aren't looking to win even or to dominate, as long as they have the little piece of the pie. It's all about self-serving. And Trump came along who was just the opposite of that. And these other people can't stand it. These, a lot of them are the ones that kind of, you know, were brought up with, you know, with wealth and, you know, like the entrenched class. I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw that. And it's interesting because my brain goes to the fact that it we see this in every single level, whether it's Washington, D.C., whether it's Tallahassee, whether it's a county level where someone votes for someone for a position knowing that there's something in it for them and not necessarily what's best for who they may work with, the community, the public in general. They're looking out for themselves.
Well, here's what you have to remember. I mean, Jefferson warned us, you know, man can be easily corrupted, you know, power corrupts, et cetera. I mean, we've been warned. That's why we have these examples of the, you know, the three branches of government, the checks and balances. So, yeah, I mean, man can be easily corrupted.
And, oh, yeah.
And a lot of them like feeding at that trough. And some of them think, you know, basically they act as though it's like a birthright. And Trump's coming along and saying, no, we've got a job to do it. And we can do it in a much leaner, much more effective way that's going to protect us and our allies and our way of life. And it is going to, you know, keep our enemies on their heels, frightened and concerned the way they should be.
Yep.
All right. Got a story coming up where they just told some guy he was fat. Well, in a way, they were right, but in a way, they were way off. I'll explain that in a few minutes. It is 8:45, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy day, my friends. Here we are. It is 8:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Your top stories, Luigi Mangione. How could you have a name like that and commit cold-blooded murder? 26 years old, went to the University of Pennsylvania, got his master's degree in computer science, was valedictorian of his high school class, and not a social misfit. Not one of these shooter types, for lack of a better term. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
These folks that have all these, you know, social issues and weirdness, and they've been picked on. He doesn't fit that. He doesn't fit that model at all. So what model does he fit on? Radicalization. The radicalization that has been taking place on our college campuses, and it seems like especially targeting the smarter than average college kids. Usually, you take advantage of people that maybe aren't so bright, and they can be led, and you lead them astray, and they do your bidding unknowingly. You have them convinced that, you know, that is the best course of action. But usually when you're dealing with somebody of a higher intellect, they go, yeah, I see what you're doing there. Yeah, you've got an agenda. You're pursuing an agenda. But since they've already been softened to the idea that America's evil, it doesn't take as much work as it used to convince somebody that they're doing something good by killing the CEO of a major healthcare company. Yeah, America is bad. Wealthy people are evil. Corporations are evil. That's the kind of mindset that they grow up with, even though they themselves may have come from wealth. Maybe that is one of the ideas that they prey upon. That, look, you're part of the problem, and how are you going to make up for that? What are you going to do to change the world that your parents helped to make bad?
Well, Patty Hearst, back in the day.
Well, hers might have been more a where you're kept captive for a while.
And you kind of turn,
what's that called? The syndrome, the Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome. Yep.
I think
that could have been part of that. But,
yeah.
But you look at her. You look at these kids that we're seeing, you know, on the campuses these days. A lot of these come from, they're wealthy kids. They're going to nice colleges. They are getting good at, I almost said good education. They're getting indoctrination at the collegiate level.
Yeah. And a lot of them will get philosophy or other majors that may not be all that handy, whereas this guy, this Luigi Mangione, he had a degree in, like, computer sciences and data collection or something like that in what would you would think would be a very usable skill set.
Yeah.
So you've got that. Yeah, maybe some of them go on to be doctors, and somebody comes in and they say, we know what's wrong with you. What is it? You're fat. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, can I come back later for, like, you know, a second opinion? Yeah, you're still fat. In fact, you're fatter. Here, why don't we put you, why don't we give you some Ozempic?
Okay.
Did it help? Really not so much. Well, gee, what's going on there? Could it be? Could it be the possibility that the man in question is a Norwegian man and went to his doctor beginning 12 years ago for what they all thought was obesity and an ever-expanding gut? It turns out he had a tumor.
Oh.
A 60-pound.
What?
Malignant tumor.
And they said he was overweight.
He was diagnosed with obesity and even got prescribed Ozempic before they discovered the growth. Took him 10 hours of surgery to remove it. Thomas Kraut, 59, had the operation in Oslo after his stomach kept getting bigger.
Wow.
Doctors initially convinced he was simply overweight. You know, he's not telling us the truth about his diet. And
amazing.
Because in a lot of cases, people aren't. You've got to be honest with your doctor. Of all people,
that's right.
Tell your doctor the truth. Okay? They're confidential. You have probably more protection through HIPAA regulations than you would with a conversation with anybody else.
Absolutely.
They sent him on weight loss and nutrition courses.
Wow.
And meantime, this cancer is growing inside of him. And he was originally from Germany. He moved to Norway to work as an optician in 2008. And his wife actually works in the health sector. 2011, he was having health problems, stomach growing more and more. They diagnosed him with type 2 diabetes and obesity in 2012. 12 years later, the doctors finally took a closer look at him.
Wow.
You know, they were preparing him for a gastric sleeve operation.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, for weight loss,
right.
Like a gastric bypass,
right.
A sleeve to shrink that amount of food that you'd be able to take in for a period of time, which has been very successful. That's when they realized he wasn't just overweight. He had a giant malignant tumor growing inside. I mean, folks, 60 pounds.
Man.
And remember, it's not the density of a bowling ball. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's large. Size gets
large.
Bigger. Yeah.
He said, my stomach kept getting bigger. I went from doctor to doctor, and in 2019, I was finally approved for the gastric sleeve. The doctors only ever talked about being overweight and diabetes. I was given Ozempic for diabetes, and before the gastric sleeve, I had to attend nutrition and fitness courses for several years. They realized finally that the hard surface of his stomach was not fat. It pressed on my stomach. It was hard, not soft.
Come on, how about an MRI, anybody? Hello? I mean, seriously?
Well, I'm guessing that they have universal medicine, government-provided health care.
Yeah. I forget about that.
When they did order, they didn't have to even go an MRI. A CT scan is what revealed the huge tumor. You met all those years, they never took that and said, you know, let's rule this out. You'd think, well, after a year, you'd go, okay, are you doing any of the things we're telling you to do? Yes, I am. Okay, that's not working, so let's at least investigate further, not just write you off as a fat guy. Yeah.
That's amazing.
The kidney was affected, too. The tumor was feeding off of that.
Goodness.
Yep. He had a rare fatty tumor and underwent that 10-hour surgery, 60 pounds. Measured 20 inches in diameter, and it did a lot of significant damage to his body and small intestines. Now he has to see a psychologist for therapy. Yeah, come on.
That's a lot.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. We'll cover all the big stories, the headlines, and try to squeeze in, I don't know, a little fun, lightheartedness. On 97.3 The Sky.